Hey guys, how you doing? This is Ryan Light with BeatAnxiety.me, where we will be going over the trials and tribulations of anxiety and how we heal the underlying causes. Hey guys, welcome to the Beat Anxiety podcast number 14. And in this podcast, we're going to be going over anxiety and panic attacks and how you're not alone. Hey guys, how you doing? This is Ryan from BeatAnxiety.me, and I haven't been on here in a little bit of a while, so I thought I'd come on here and just do a quick podcast on just talk about some things that I've been struggling with the last couple of days, and really just to let you know that, man, you are not alone in this struggle. I know anxiety can make us feel so alone at sometimes when we have these rush of emotions and these rush of feelings and thoughts that come at us just makes us feel like people don't get us, people don't understand, and you're not alone. If you follow me at all or really have watched me grow on my social media channels and those types of things, you can see the I'm pretty open with my own struggle. I'm pretty open with what I go through, and I'm 30 years into this thing, and I always tell people that I struggled 20 years unhealthy and 10 of those years healthy, and it's not as though I'm fully quote-unquote healed, but I'm constantly healing. And you know, I've had these last couple of days just these rush of panic attacks that have been just coming at me, and really I'm not sure what is really going on, other than, you know, I'm a little bit nervous. I'm driving cross country with my son on Thursday to go to El Paso. We're in Atlanta, Georgia, and we're driving from Atlanta to El Paso, and we're gonna take the southern route. If you're familiar with, or if you live in the U.S., we're gonna take the southern route, not go through Dallas, but go through Houston, and then go that long way. And just I'm kind of nervous about driving. I don't really know why I'm nervous. You know, that's one of the things about anxiety. There's really some of these things that we struggle with just comes out of nowhere. And so I don't know if it's because I'm going to be in the car for 20 something hours. I don't know if I'm part of me is like, what are we going to talk about for that amount of time? Or part of me is, what are we going to talk about for part of that time? Right. Cause I wasn't the best dad. And this is really, growing up, I wasn't the best dad, so to say, to my kids because of the struggle that I had. So this is going to be, I need to change my mindset of this time, really look at it as a healing opportunity to kind of walk and talk with him and things like that. So I know that a lot of this is changing the way we think. And that's something that I myself need to work on. I think all of us need to work on is changing the way we think. But I just really over the last couple of days have been rushing with these emotions of panic. And I don't know if you struggle with panic or when panic might come at you, but you know, it always comes in times in which we least expect it. For me, it's typically 3 to 5 o'clock in the morning when I wake up. Now, I don't know if I'm getting anxious in my sleep because I don't remember dreaming about things, but when I wake up, I'm like full blown, thoughts are going 1,000 miles an hour, racing heartbeat, and I go into a full blown panic. And the problem with these things is once you start the cycle and once you go down this path of having panic attacks or anxiety attacks, they typically come more frequent, right? So they come with the velocity increases, and then the veracity that it comes increases. So I've been having these over the past couple of days, and they just, you know, I'll have one at 3 o'clock in the morning, and it just wipes me out the whole entire day. Like the whole entire day, I'm waiting for the next one. I'm waiting for the next one. I'm waiting for the next one. And so we ultimately get ourselves into a position where we start fearing fear. And I know this for myself, where I start to fear, I fear the panic, so I'm actually fearing the fear. And when that happens, man, it you go down this vicious cycle. And it just, if you struggle with this, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It just sucks. But on the flip side of this, what I've found is when, a couple of years ago, not a couple of years ago, maybe 10 years ago, what I would have done is I would have fought the panic. I would have fought it off. I would have tried to ignore it. I would try to escape from it. I try to run from it. I try to do everything I can to not face it. And that's a little bit different than what I do today. When they hit me, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, so I'm half asleep. So I'm somewhat in a dazed experience anyway. But the thing that I've learned to deal with these things is I allow them to come. So even at 3 o'clock in the morning, I allow the panic to come in, do its thing, and hopefully breathe through it. And that's typically what I do is I typically breathe myself through it and then let it go. 10 years ago, like I said, I would have did everything possible not to go through it. And one of the things that you got to understand about panic is you have to allow these panic attacks to come, right? The more we fight them and the more we try to resist them, the worse it gets. And I always tell people that what you resist will persist. And so that has to do with panic, has to do with anxiety, has to do with any type of emotion that you refuse to work through and you refuse to feel. It doesn't go away. That's the thing about anxiety. It doesn't go away. What it does is it lingers, right? It might trick you for a little while and think that it goes away. So I'm good to go, I'm okay. And then out of nowhere, you get triggered and boom, you're right back to where you began prior to saying you're okay. And sometimes and typically it's a lot worse. So again, what I've learned is on top of that is I have to practice the breathing exercises and the mindfulness meditation exercises in when I don't need it, right? So practice my breathing, practice my mindfulness, practice those things in which I don't need to be used when I do need them, if that kind of makes sense. I think a lot of times what happens to people is they don't practice, right? So what they'll say is, "I'm okay. I'm good. I don't need to do these things." And then things come at us. The things come back at us, sort of vengeance. And then we're stuck in the rut because we haven't practiced what we needed to practice when we didn't need them, right? So like for me, no, I'm not at best at this. To be honest, I need to work on this myself continuously. But mindfulness and meditation are one of the key aspects that I've really, really grown into. I've really come to a deeper understanding and a level of respect when it comes to meditation and becoming mindful of my feelings, being mindful of my thoughts, being mindful of the way I'm thinking, and really catching myself in these different situations. And so what I typically do now, granted, again, like I said, I'm not the best at this. I'm probably maybe 3 times a week, 4 times a week that I'm actually doing this. But I'll take 15, 20 minutes and I'll just meditate. And meditation, a lot of people's like, I can't do it. And meditation really is nothing more than allowing your thoughts and feelings to come while you anchor on your breathing. Now, granted, there's some visualization stuff that you can get into, and you can get into deeper levels of meditation. But really, just to practice, you need to allow yourself to go through the flow of allowing your thoughts to come, allowing your feelings to come, and then thereby anchoring anchoring yourself to your breath. So when you feel yourself drifting to thoughts or drifting to feelings, what I typically do is I notate what I'm thinking, right? So I'll say thinking, and I'll bring myself back to my breath. Or I'll say feeling, and I'll bring myself back to my breath. And I can do this, I think the longest I've done this was about 45 minutes, but I typically do between 15 and 20 minutes. And what that does is that's practice, right? So you're practicing your breathing, and you're practicing that when you don't really need it. Again, to utilize it when you do need it, like when you are having an anxiety attack or when you are having a panic attack, you can use these different modalities to help calm yourself down. And I've done this really kind of automatically, right? So when the panic attack will hit me at 3 o'clock in the morning, like it has in the last couple of days, I'll automatically anchor myself to my breathing. Now, granted, my heart rate is up, my breathing is a bit heavy, but I still focus my attention on the breathing and allow the panic to come. And I'm telling you that if you do this consistently, if you do the meditation, you do them and learn how to be mindful of these things, what will happen is when you are or you do go through an episode like an anxiety attack or a panic attack or anything like that, your body will automatically go to that response, right? That you have an activating event, and now your response is to anchor on your breath. And as you anchor on your breath and allow it to come, the panic, what will happen is it will come at you, right? Don't get me wrong, it's scary. That's something we never get used to. I've struggled with panic attacks for a good 10 years now, and each and every one of them is scary, right? It doesn't change the way we feel about them, our thoughts about them. They don't change. However, my reaction to them has changed. So I don't allow. I don't get myself into a frenzy where I'm having multiple panic attacks time after time, because I didn't fight off the original one, if that makes sense. So there's some really good exercises out there you can. Apps out there you can use. I use Headspace as an app for meditation. There's Calm. There's a Calm app out there. There's quite a few really good apps that you can use. I actually, in my coaching practice, I'm really starting to teach this mindfulness activity and really allow people to sit with these different feelings and emotions. A little bit different than I do in my coaching is instead of anchoring on the breath, we actually anchor on the feeling. And we get comfortable. I teach to be comfortable being uncomfortable. And if you have any questions about that, you can reach out to me. Feel free. I kind of walk you through what I do with that. So, again, guys, if you do struggle with panic and anxiety, I understand. I feel for you. But we can overcome these things. And we overcome these things by getting to the root causes of them, right? So, really, when I look at this, over the next couple of days, and why this stuff is coming up is probably because I want to control situations. I want to control the weather driving to Texas. I want to control the time it takes. I want to control my elements. I want to control where I'm at. I want to control all these situations. And at the heart of it is control issues. And so for me to really look at why I have control issues and continue to dig deep into the control, because ultimately, once we understand that we have no control, we get all the control we ever want, right? Because we have none. Now, granted, that's easier said than done, especially for us that struggle with what we struggle with. It doesn't typically work that way. We still want control, and that's at the heart of it. That's probably what I want. So as I'm digging deeper and I'm becoming mindful of my feelings, I'm not running from them. I'm not ignoring them. I'm facing them head on, and I'm trying to understand at a deeper level, all right, Ryan, what is going on? Why are you struggling with this? What do you need to continue work on? What do you need to continue to heal, so you don't have to really go through these things continuously, time after time. So again, I use this as an opportunity to kind of dig in and see where I'm at and really see what I need to heal going forward. So anyway, if you have any questions for me, or if I can help you in any way, please reach out to me. Again, you can find me on all my social channels or at beatanxiety.me. I love to help you out. I actually wrote an ebook on anxiety and panic. It was a free ebook. So if you want to reach out to me, I can get you that as well. So anyway, guys, if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me. Until next time, take care. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast today. Make sure to follow me on all the social media channels like Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at beatanxiety.me. And then also make sure to check out my website, beatanxiety.me, for some great content on how we can overcome and heal anxiety in our life. Thanks so much. Take care now. Till next time. Bye.